I'm telling you, Don, I think it's completely possible that Bigfoot exists.
Come on, Yael, use your common sense. If Bigfoot exists, then why doesn't anyone have genuine proof? How could a creature so big manage to hide so well that humans can't get a good glimpse of it, much less study it and classify it?
It happens.
What do you mean?
It's not all that uncommon for new species to be discovered, particularly among insects and marine invertebrates. Very recently, though, a new mammal was discovered, and one that doesn't just represent a new species, but a new family, genus, and species.
That sounds as far-fetched as Bigfoot, if you ask me. Are you serious?
I'm serious. It's a long-whiskered rodent that resembles a cross between a rat and a squirrel, but is actually more closely related to guinea pigs and chinchillas. The newly classified family diverged from other rodent families millions of years ago. It's pretty remarkable, and it just goes to show how much we don't know about the creatures that share this planet with us.
I'm impressed.
And get this, Robert Timmons, a wildlife conservationist, discovered it at a market in Laos, where it was for sale alongside some vegetables. He's since managed to trap one of the creatures on his own, but scientists have yet to see a living specimen. So little is known about the new species.
Wow. Discovered in a market. That's fantastic. But as far as your Bigfoot goes, Yael, I think an undiscovered rodent is much likelier to turn up in a market than an undiscovered mammal larger than humans.
Details, details.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Amelia Martins in biology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.